punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Goodness me! Show number 48 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner Gene. Who are you?
I am Noise Punk. Yo, this is show number 48 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. And I have
a
strange
accent. Who the hell are you imitating, man?
I don't know. I'm not really...
You do the monster mash.
And do the monster. Today, we have a very special monster with us. Guest with us. His name is Thomas
Carlo
Bo.
And he, conductor, composer, pianist, accompanist, music extraordinaire.
Cook.
Right. All right.
And I can attest that he's awesome at it. Welcome. Welcome, Tombo. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to be here in the belly of this beast. And
you're not going to cook us, are you?
But I'm pumped.
No, man, no.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
great,
okay,
Gene.
Well, welcome. To our show. We'll talk about Carlo, Tom, Bo.
Yeah.
Bo, Tom, Carlo, Bo in a second. how we know him, why we know him, and why he's here. But first, Charles is going to ask you a very important question. Wait.
Yep. What the?
I decided this should be a question theme music. Here we go.
Oh. Oh, Thomas Carlo Bo, maestro. What got you started in this obscure world of music? You could stop now, Gene.
If you have answer music, now would be the time to play it, Gene.
I do have answer music.
Oh, I had to ask.
Oh, 5-1, why not? What got you started?
I knew there was no getting out of this bar without a fight. Really? Because we haven't had this conversation before. We've all sort of met midstream, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, I started like real serious study like really super late, although I did a lot of music when I was a little boy. Like I was a boy soprano, and I did a lot of music theater. I did a lot of theater, and then when I was like 17, I remember what had happened. I was in a church, and I was hearing like for the first time the really great organ works of Bach in a big church, and it just like it completely rocked my world. And I don't know. It was
boy soprano, organ, church. Make your own joke. I'm tired.
But I mean, that was it. And after that, you know.
What the hell, man?
Anyway,
heck.
I'm trying to be nice today. Tom said I can't curse. So
no, it's just in case my nephews and nieces are listening. That's all.
Okay. But, well, I hope that wasn't too raunchy. They don't know.
Well, no, no. They occasionally refer to me as Weird Uncle Tom. So I figure
I do the same.
So I figure we can either draw it back or push it forward all the way. I don't know which will be better.
So I thought that was a good answer. Why wouldn't got me into it? Bach.
Yeah, of course. And then in the beginning, I like went anything that wasn't a fugue. I just couldn't stand. So like most of Mozart and all the other serious music.
Mozart has a lot of fugues.
Yeah, but I only liked him when he sounded like Handel or Bach. And so, like, every fugue Hindemith wrote was completely cool to me.
You can't handle a fugue.
Ho, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you're brilliant, Gene. Whatever.
Actually, the siren. We need the siren a lot tonight, Gene.
Oh, wait, no.
Ow!
Sorry. No, there needs to be some arrests.
Well, let's hear of Tom Bo's... I'll tell a little story about Tom. Tom studied with the same teacher that I studied, Gianpaolo Mercalli.
Which I studied orchestration with.
You didn't study with him.
I studied
hated you.
Yeah, you wish he hated me. He loved me.
He used to tell me, you know that big head guy?
Yeah, that's it.
That guy can't orchestrate if his life depends on it.
Yeah,
that guy's crazy. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
is he a good little man? I don't know. He kept asking me that every lesson.
That's why he gave me an A, you idiot. But anyway, go ahead. Yes, Gene.
That's still for after.
No, well, but we didn't find out till later, of course. But yes, you know what's interesting? Because you studied with him at MSM, and yes. I just studied with him privately.
Right, right.
But later, when we first met, mm-hmm. it was very interesting because I got the score to your opera, and that was the first time we all met, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
which opera was?
The Maupassant
Cheaters.
We listen to a little excerpt of that later.
Tom conducting it. He's That's how we met. Yes, that's how I should say it. We met because of my opera. Then we realized we both studied with Gianpaolo Broccoli, and then we worked together. We produced a concert in Gianpaolo Broccoli's memory when he died,
which I was a part of too.
Would you stop trying to get in on this.
Shut up.
But anyway, no. What I wanted to say was when I got your score, mm-hmm. it was funny. I was looking at it and I was going, "Oh, this is cool," because it was very clear. It was well written.
Oh,
you know.
Thanks.
And I was looking at the score, and I was, "Oh, this is a real score. This is a good year. We've got a really good, strong piece here."
Great.
And then I think I remember where it was. There was like a falafel place around the corner from the 14th Street Y.
Yes, I remember.
And we were sitting down together, and it was like that's when we discovered we had
over a falafel.
See,
if we and you weren't there, Charles. You can't
if we can refer to food, I can remember all the stories.
Yeah, Gene. Everything happened over food.
Yeah, if we can tie it to food,
right.
Well, I think we should hear a piece by Tambo.
Well, what
do
you have in mind for first?
Well, I don't know. I thought, look, I brought some stuff I conducted, and I'm basically back in the composing game only a little bit. And I thought we'd go light on the composing, maybe.
Whatever you like, it's your show, Tom.
But I figured it might be good since you are a punk, right?
Yes.
And you are a crooner.
Yes.
And I thought it might be interesting to we could meet for the first time like where like Italian composer meets what could be possibly a great metal tune.
Okay, let's do it. What is it? Yeah. Is it Verdi?
I think yes, it is Verdi. Ooh, you're perceptive. Yes, it is Verdi.
You can talk about it first, and we'll load it up in a second. Okay. So what is it?
It'll be the second track on this.
Go ahead.
Well, this was from 2004. This was a concert I did up in Jordan Hall with the Boston Bel Canto Opera. It was the Verdi Requiem, and it was done in memory of the teacher of the director of the company, who was Bradley Pennington. And I should mention my cast. It was first. It was a Masterworks chorus, mm-hmm. and the soprano was Joanna Porachkova. The mezzo was Angeliki Theoharis. The tenor was Alan Schneider, and the bass was George Cordes. And this was a terrific experience for me because, first of all, the Verdi Requiem is the Verdi Requiem. And
yes.
There's not another piece like it, man. And it's like one of the few pieces where it's like a transcendent piece, you know. And I know it's a cliche to say it, but everybody who's out there and listening is going to know what I mean. So.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yes. we can listen to a little bit of
Announce it, Chuck.
The Dies Irae movement from the Verdi Requiem by Giuseppe Verdi. Check. No, it's not. That's not what he wrote. No, it's not in there. The Dies, not that Dies Irae. This is another one. No.
You can't just play the inversion.
I don't know. That's a live theme. That's when you were born. Yeah.
If you'd gone retrograde, I might have gone with you. But it was just the inversion.
All I can say is you'll be hearing now the most powerful G minor chords of your life.
Rock on.
What? Dies Irae from Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem, featuring Thomas Carlo Bo as conductor here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Holy crap.
And for your late night listening, this is Noise Punk.
The Dies Irae / Tuba Mirnum movement from Verdi, Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem, performed by, conducted by our guest, Thomas Carlyle. I can't even talk right because I was so good.
And little people, not too many people noticed, but Verdi had the largest rectum that there was.
Why are you doing
that? Requiem, sorry.
Requiem. You're an idiot. That was our guest, Thomas Carlyle Beaux, at the helm, conducting. Who's involved? Who are the forces involved, the chorus and orchestra?
The chorus was the Masterwork Chorus of Boston. And they were terrific. It was about 90 folks, and they were terrific, man. Mm. That was like the best chorus I think I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
And I think I said the soloists earlier,
right.
And of course that was the Boston Bel Canto Opera, which I did a lot of work for. And that's, you know, it's a curious other thing, like between, because you didn't know that side of Giampaolo, also our teachers. He conducted a lot of Italian opera.
I knew he conducted it. Yeah.
And that was kind of the thing I did with him, you know.
Yeah,
that was I went along, I was his assistant, but this was amazing, and this was a great thrill. And it's like, you know, before I did it, I had talked to some other pretty prominent conductors who've had much, you know, bigger careers than I,
right.
And a couple of them said, you know, I never got to conduct the Verdi Requiem.
Really?
So when, yeah, you know, sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't. So
right.
when I knew it was coming up, man, I just like savored every moment.
Of course.
Yeah. So
well,
that was great.
I think we heard Tom as a conductor. We heard him as a stand-up comedian.
We've heard you as a stand-up comedian, Gene. I haven't had a chance yet.
I think
Gene, you are Jerry Lewis to his Dean Martin.
Oh, stop with that.
And to my Dean Martin too, by the way.
So, I mean, happy. Jolly.
Happy, joyful in the 19th century sense.
Charles, don't touch that. Ah, stop it.
Anyway.
So, Charles, that's your don't take your pants down.
Sorry. Impeccable timing here on
okay,
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Let's hear some music by Tom. Tom's
yeah, let's actually hear
music.
Your compositions. You have
tell us something.
What?
Yeah.
Talk.
Well,
you will talk.
Yeah, I will talk. Well, I should say that I've got a little piece here that was it's pretty simple compared to some of the stuff you guys might be used to. We're passing around something that looks suspiciously the size of a cigarette. Yeah. But anyway,
or a joint.
I would never say that.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, a couple years ago, a friend of mine, Kate Daly, who's a wonderful actress and she's starting to do direction, she was doing a production of a pretty famous American play. And so she asked if I would be interested to write the music for it. And this was kind of my toe back into writing after a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the play, well, it was a production of Our Town. And
yes. Big shoes to fill to write music for Our Town, right?
Yeah, well, the play is pretty it's pretty heavy that way. It is. I mean, it was. But on the other hand, I always loved the play. And I always sort of looked at the last scene, especially, with operatic possibilities. And, of course, now Ned Roram has written his version, so that's already
what?
Out there.
Of Our Town?
Yeah.
But
what's
the famous Our Town? Who wrote it? Is that Copeland or Bernstein?
Did Bernstein do something?
No, it was Copeland.
Copeland, yes.
He wrote the score for Baby William Holden in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... But there was a little, there was some trouble with the theater and the contract and the publisher. So the music never got performed.
No.
But this was the overture, and it was sort of meant to be evoking America more or less at that time,
mm-hmm.
and which would be like the turn of the last century, not this last one. And it
you
was
you got
meant
it recorded or I don't know.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had an orchestra recorded or. Or is this a MIDI?
Well, it was for chamber ensemble.
A chamber ensemble.
Yeah, it's piano, cello, violin, right. And clarinet.
Cello, got it.
Yeah, which is intimate because it's basically a very intimate play. You know, it's about George and Emily, and what happens in their life, their love, and then of course, you know, the tragedy of the early death, and
it's really the worst comedy ever written.
I think so.
I went to see that movie, you know, I came out, it wasn't funny. Not one laugh did I get. It was a little funny, but then, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. So this, let's Gene, see. Having just heard your completely sort of messed up waltz, this would be in the... in the manner, and I mean that in the best possible way.
Best possible way I wrote it.
Look, this is an interview where if you're going to take punches, you got to throw a couple, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to throw a punch.
Yeah. But it's kind of a simple waltz, and it's meant to be an overture, and at the end, the mood changes a little bit, and it's meant to go directly to the opening words.
Yeah. All right. So, let's announce it. What is it called?
It's called Overture to an American Play?
Yeah. Yeah, Overture to an American Play.
By our guest, Thomas Carlo Bow, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder. Yes, indeed. The antithesis of what we had just heard before. Overture to an American Play, composed by our guest, Thomas Carlo Bow, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
That was quite nice. Sorry, I'll be there. One second. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
The idea, it was funny, originally when I was... you talked about Big Shoes to Fill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, the Copeland score to the, what is it, the 1939 movie is a big one. But...
Oh, the Heiress?
No. He wrote the original.
Our Town.
Sorry, that's right.
No, but he wrote the Heiress, of course, as well, which is terrific is also. But it's funny, like, when I originally was thinking of it, it must have been feeling so strong to me. I was, like, imagining music that would accompany visuals. you know. And eventually I just thought to myself, no, I just got to keep it simple. Just try to write something simple, get the emotion right, and set up the first act. Because originally I had all these, like, something imagined in three sections, and then I just finally just kept it as simple as I could. And that was sort of my aim, in a way.
Yeah.
But, well, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Gene. Thank you, boys.
Where do we want to go? We want to go you as performer, pianist, as conductor, more as composer?
Well, tell you what, why don't we get a little cross-promotion here? Because I'm going to...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Segue!
Here's our segue.
Well done, Gene.
What?
Nothing, literally. Nothing.
Okay, here's our segue. Our segue is that on January 31st,
2010, not 2015, which you may be listening to this show at, maybe.
Or 2001 in the past. That you were not listening.
That doesn't work, man.
All right. Anyway,
okay. No more time traveling.
January 31st, Composers Concordance presents a concert called Composers Play Composers. And I organized this concert where we sent an email out to a couple of hundred composers of friends and people that we really like as composers. And the first 23 to answer were on this program. Both yes. Tom and Charles were in the 23.
We're in, man.
So we're going to be playing
you.
4 minutes.
Thank you, Blackberry.
We're going to be playing pieces 4 minutes or less, 23 composers, January 31st at Drome. You can go to composersconcordance.org to find out more information, or drome.com to get more information.
DROM.
Yeah.
It could be pronounced drom, but it's probably meant to be drome.
It's probably meant to be... Shut the fuck up.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
I'm sorry. I cursed. Oh, no. Should I be...
Dope!
Dope! All right. Anyway, so Tom is going to... he's going to preview a little piece.
What I thought when I was lucky enough, thanks to smartphone, to get back and be one of the first 23, I was really interested to do it, and I thought, well, what can I do? And I had been meaning for a while to sort of write some short pieces for violin and piano that would kind of more or less be based in their broad idea on like the Bartok Romanian dances,
right?
And I had this little jazz tune that was just about, you know, just a tune. No improv, nothing yet, but it was a tune I kind of liked. And so what I've done is I've taken this little tune here, which I call Cool Fool, and it's going to be fleshed out, and I've written the piece out, fully composed. I mean, there'd be a few times where there might be just like a little comping for the piano, but it's like a composed out piece.
Yeah.
And it'll be about 3.5 minutes, so somebody else has got, it's the third track on that. And this is just me at the piano, and it's just the head of the tune. It's the tune upon which the piece is going to be paced.
All right.
Based.
Okay,
and
the tune.
Very different sound.
For Cool Fool. What is it? Fool?
It's called Cool Fool.
Cool Fool. Is it about Charles?
Yeah. That's
oh,
it.
No, that'll
that's
just
it.
Be Fool. Oh!
Oh!
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Because I know I'm not the cool man.
But I am the fool. Cool Fool by our guest Thomas Carl Bow, composer and pianist, in this performance here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That is one brief Cool Fool.
Cool Fool. And that's going to be done up to 3.5 minutes with a violin, right?
Yeah. And right. That's going to be, it's sort of worked out. And
so come on down.
That is a taste.
January 31st.
That is a mere nibble. We're not going to give you the face. Yep, feast. You're going to have to pay for it.
That's what Charles.
Big minimum.
Most of Charles' girlfriends, that's what they say.
Hey.
That was not a real.
Whoa. Oh. That was Thomas Carl Bow, composer and pianist at that.
Inside of Charles' head.
You know, you always do that, Gene.
Oh, I know. Hello. You do a lot of things the same every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Whatever, Gene.
Let's see Charles. No, let's see Tom as pianist in a song by Charles.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just tell you the scoop.
We're recording.
Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that we are promoting ourselves.
We are. Are you ready?
Can yeah. I talk about it? Go ahead.
We're recording an album called Song Cycle.
Sorry?
A Song Cycle album. It's going to be a bunch of composers on a motorcycle and a bicycle.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to laugh at that.
Okay, that's going to be the album cover.
Yeah.
But we recorded one of the song cycles is by Charles Coleman. I tried not to have one by him, but it was impossible. He was constantly
My
here.
Lawyers talk to you,
his
man.
His lawyers are here. His attorney, Bernie, called me up.
inside joke.
Not that. And then, but this is Tom playing the piano, and Tom wants to show off his piano skills, and
such as they are,
and here they are. Tell me about your song, about how.
Well, let me spend the next 5 minutes talking about me. No,
this is gonna be edited for sure.
Yeah, this is one of four songs that I wrote about a year ago, entitled "Four Songs from Sandusfield." This is part of an album, as Gene just mentioned. This is the second song of the set of four, entitled "In Memoriam." It's a setting of poems by my father, Val Coleman, featuring myself as vocalist and our guest, Thomas Carlobo, as pianist. Here.
What am I doing?
You're playing an E, so what?
What is it in solfège?
What?
In solfège.
Me, me, me. It's all about me.
Oh, it's all about Thank you.
Try to make a joke, and Charles.
And I'm not the one with perfect pitch. Yes. Charlie, you're the one with perfect
pitch. Yeah, I got
that. Charles didn't get my joke. Tom got the joke.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I guess it snowed last night. I can't tell for sure where the snow came from. It might have come up from the center of the earth, or fallen from the sky, but it sure as hell painted my porch and turned my stone wall white. But most of all, it brought last winter back. Washing the air so I could hear Bill's last song again. And let me spend my morning steeped in innocence. Huh, I like that. Why? Because I wrote it. That was In Memoriam, the second song in a set of four entitled Four Songs from Sandusfield, featuring myself as vocalist and composer and our guest Thomas Carlobo as great pianist extraordinaire.
Yes, and we're going to keep mixing this album, and this was just a rough mix.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that? Well, it's obvious to us, but you know.
Well, I mean, people.
We just gave you a nibble, and you and
you. Stop.
I already did say that. Ow!
Every time you say something stupid, I'm gonna phase you.
Ow!
Where's my phaser? Oh, yeah. Hey, I get my dog's in here. Hey, quiet. Oh, hey, stop. Hey, hey, get away. Stupid.
Attack!
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. We a little silly.
All right. Are we having fun, Tombo?
But we enjoyed songs with male vocalist and pianist. And perhaps, Tom, do you have a song with a male vocalist and a pianist, perhaps?
I think so, Gene. Yeah, actually. This is... I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not nearly as interesting as your sound cues, but I'm trying. I'm working at it. I'm working at it, man.
Try to be.
Your humility is awesome.
No, this is another.
Shut up, Gene.
No, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful, Gene. Yeah. No, so this is just a little short. A song that was done recently at a concert by the Golden Fleece, and it's a poem by Stephen Vincent Benet. And
Golden Fleece, by the way, is a new music organization that the three of us have been directly involved with over the last few years. We should mention a great group in New York. Anyway, go ahead.
Run by Lou Rogers.
Run by Lou Rogers.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
And anyway, the poem was sort of an interesting one to me because it was kind of like a what I call a laundry list. It's just things that you should think about and that would bring you to a good, quiet, restful sleep. And I could have not written the song and just played that F sharp on your sample. Yeah, that would have done.
Yes, the bird noise on Gene's sample is an F sharp, in case you're wondering.
The other F sharp is a gun.
Yeah.
See, you have the birds. Ah! Yeah. You shoot the birds. All right, sorry. So let's hear the song. It's called?
It's got the world's longest strange title. It's called In a Glass of Water Before Retiring. And it's about thoughts that come to your mind before you fall asleep.
By Thomas Carlobo, our composer.
By Menem,
featuring tenor David Lee in this performance and Carmela Cinco at the piano here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Think on these snails that creep silver snow. Dreams that flow murmuring, bells that chime sweet, clear, cool of a pool hush so still. Stars draws the sleepy fair. Of a hill drenched in light, drowned by moon's lovely light, of soft tunes.
Yes, indeed. In a Glass of Water Before Retiring by our guest, Thomas Carlo Bow, featuring David Lee, the tenor, and Carla Malasinko at the piano here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
And that was very nice.
Thank you.
And I was at the concert.
Indeed, you recorded
and
it. Sound
I heard it.
Yeah. With a nice little system there.
Yeah.
Charles? Wake up, Gene!
Okay, I'm a little tired. Yeah. What do we got next? What do you got? What do you got? What do you got? You got some more music?
Make some noise, Gene! And he makes noise. Duh. Yeah.
Well, I might get another little thing, and this is one last thing. I mean, mostly
what?
As
no,
a pianist,
we have many times.
As I do songs.
What
but
is this?
These are maybe a couple numbers that are on a recording I just made with a friend of mine who's a soprano.
Excellent.
And her name is Deborah Barrioli,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's been a colleague of mine for a long time. And we've done a lot of recital work together over the years, and we've done like Rachmaninoff, we've done John Duke, we've done all sorts of different things. And this is some work we just did last summer. And there are two short tracks, and basically it's sort of more standard repertoire now. And the ones I'm hoping we can listen to would be two songs by Debussy, two short songs by Debussy.
Debussy, hey!
Yeah.
Another famous dead guy besides Verdi, but go ahead.
This show's got a lot of dead guys in it. Usually we have all modern composed, but today...
Yeah. Well, Charles is at least half alive.
He's half
alive.
Oh!
It's true, it's true. All right, so here's some Debussy.
Okay,
what is the song's called? Give me their names.
Yeah,
in French, please.
Short,
and
yeah,
make it sexy.
They're Beausoir. Oh, wait,
nice.
They're Beausoir.
Wonderful song.
And not Beau as me, but B-E-A-U. And then the second one is Romance. And this is... you don't like... Well, who's making fun of Romance over there?
Some unromantic person, obviously.
Completely, Gene. Completely. Completely.
All right, let's hear...
Two songs by Debussy.
Performed by my friend Deborah Barrioli. Wonderful.
Deborah Barrioli, wonderful soprano. And Thomas Carlo Bow at the piano here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Come on.
Yes, beautiful. Two beautiful songs by Claude Debussy. Who's the soprano in that, Tombo?
The soprano is Deborah Barioli.
Barioli, along with our guest Thomas Carlebeau at the piano. This is a commercial recording, correct?
Yeah, she's got it available on her website, and it's just now coming out. And that would be www.deborahberioli.com.
So going by, y'all.
That's right.
I don't know if I want to sell it like that, y'all. But yeah.
Well, she is in Florida, so we can do the y'all stuff.
Yeah, but this can be heard everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, dope. Welcome to the modern 21st century.
In every city you buy, you get a crocodile with it.
What?
She's in Florida.
What? What did you just say?
You get a crocodile with every city.
Very good, Gene. I don't know what
alligator.
Okay.
As they call them in Florida.
Diddly do, diddly do, diddly do. Ooh.
What's up?
Should we hear some Pritzker?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to the magical moment of our meeting, Gene.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And
you see, when I talk about romance, he plays the laughing thing. When he talks about his piece, he listens to what's going on.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Yeah, see, Gene, I think there's a lot of me going on there, too, man.
Me. It's all about me.
The Golden Fleece people commissioned me an opera.
What?
And I wrote me an opera called The Maupassant Cheaters.
De Maupassant Cheaters, in case you didn't understand that, ladies and gentlemen.
De Maupassant Cheaters. Took in about, take three stories from De Maupassant. What's his first name?
Guy. Actually, it
spelled
could be,
Guy. But
actually, I have to tell you, I have a hypothetical Frenchman who's so philosophically confused that he doesn't know how to pronounce his name. And it just so happens the first and last names are the same. He doesn't know whether he's Guy Guy. Or Guy Guy, and he just sits in a cafe the whole day.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
So
a distinctive representation of the French.
So now we've seen you as a stand-up comic.
So this can be heard in France, right?
This is all over France. Okay. We're all over the French.
They do not wish to understand us.
So I wrote the damn opera, and I didn't know who's going to conduct it. I'm like, they could give me somebody that doesn't even know how to conduct. Do you hear me?
He's censored.
Censored. Nice. Why did I have this? Oh, I hate this. So then I wrote it, and I met Tom because he was the conductor. He did a great job. We had some great singers. Charles Coleman was in it, and we had some great singers.
Hey,
joking.
Yeah.
And the singers you'll hear now is
Shayna Farr.
She's great. I don't know what happened to her.
Where did she go?
She's still around. She does gigs now. There.
Yeah, she's still singing. And
well, if
you're
here
to
Shayna, come and sing more with us.
We love you, Shayna. You're awesome.
And
and reliable.
And the tenor was
John Nelson,
another friend.
No, I think that's not John Nelson on this. Oh yes, there is John Nelson. Yeah, yes. This recording. Maybe.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, this was a great scene, and this was one of the scenes I really liked because, I don't know how when you're taking on the story, how you were thinking about it. But the funny thing is that she goes. It's a woman who is basically trying to tell her husband that she has a secret to tell him. But the secret is all about revenge.
Right.
And the secret is that they have many children, and one of them is not his.
So she says.
Yeah, but it could be true, could not be true, and she won't tell him which, and so he has to live with this doubt. But the thing is, and she takes him to a church so that he'll believe her, because she's going to be doing it in front of God and the altar and the whole thing. So,
exactly.
But it's a cool thing because what I liked about this was the sort of calmness of the way you said it. It was both appropriate to the church, and I love your sort of parody on like church music. On
it was
this.
The church,
like,
yeah.
It was really apt, Gene. I really like the way that was written. But it was also, there's something so strange about how calm she says these absolutely like gut-wrenching words.
The whole thing, yes.
Yeah, it was like she's perfectly tranquil, just saying it, and but it's the most horrible thing she can say, and that's of course why she's saying it, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And she also did it really good, very beautifully. So we'll hear an excerpt from my opera. And actually, I think this excerpt goes into the scene where Charles is sitting there. They're in the theater some years past, and Charles, there are two guys in a theater gossiping, and they see this woman.
We're like the Loginisti at La Scala.
Yeah. And this music, it's actually quite different. It's tone row on the bottom. But the melody they're singing is very tonal. But the whole accompaniment, it's an actual tone row going.
I remember that.
But I don't think we do the whole thing in this. This is just an excerpt. So this is an excerpt from
Du Maupassant's Cheaters, composed by Gene Pritzker, conducted by Thomas Carlebeau, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Victories over me, over my youth, over my beauty, over my charms.
Excerpt from De Maupassant's Cheaters by Gene Pritzker, otherwise known as Noise Punk. We heard singers Shayna Farr, John Nelson, and Charles Coleman, otherwise known as Das Kruner, all under the baton of Thomas Carlo Bow. A performance commissioned by the Golden Fleece Limited folk in New York. Are we having fun, Gene? Gene, get off your toy your toy, man. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, don't make me get the tranquilizer gun. Come on, man. I don't want to know what he's doing there. But anyway.
Tom has an important announcement. Or something. No?
Well, maybe. Yeah,
no, speaking of Golden Fleece, yeah. just to fill everyone in, our meeting, all three of us together, was through Gene's opera, Des Mépaisants Cheaters. Yeah. Shortly after that, I had the pleasure of writing the opera Redemption for Golden Fleece under Thomas Carlebeau's baton. Yeah. And now, to make it full circle, Thomas Carlebeau is writing the next Golden Fleece opera layer in the summer of 2010. Talk about this.
What is it called?
It's the tentative title, and this is the first time I'm announcing it publicly. It's going to be called The Chill Breeze. do I have to use that chord in there, Gene? Okay, listen. Why not? You know what? I'll use that. I'll find a place. I'll stick it. It's in there, man.
Use this note.
me.
Now
Charles
gets the joke.
Yeah,
now
it's fine. But talk about this upcoming.
Yeah, I'll just give a little outline of what it's going to be. It's going to basically what I'm writing for is like sort of archetypal film noir characters, and it's going to be set in New York in the 40s, and going to be three characters and sort of a triangle, a husband and wife. Who are young and kind of struggling, and the husband is drawn to a life of crime. And there's a baritone who's an evil influence. And
yes.
Actually, I'll tell you. See, I'll make some news tonight. I'll tell you some of this.
Is it going to be Charles?
It looks like it. Tentatively, yes, but go ahead.
But anyway, I've always been like a huge fan of film noir, you know, any of those old things, like, of course, you know, the great movie Laura, and any movie where Robert Mitchum is a morally compromised, you know, sort of anti-hero.
Right.
But, you know, the thing about the 40s is then you can write a score that's going to have a lot of jazz in it.
Sure.
And then you can also flip back and forth to other styles, mm-hmm. say more classical styles or more other things. So I'm hoping that I can come up with, you know, a lot of different kind of sounds that'll be always appropriate to the to the moment.
Right.
And the aria for the evil baritone, which tentatively at this moment is going to be sung by Charles.
Yes.
Is
the plan, yes.
The is the name of the opera. So he's going to be singing an aria called The Chill Breeze.
Chill Breeze.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not a dance. Sorry, I don't know.
I have no idea. I didn't realize I was going to incorporate that.
Definitely, Chill Breeze is a dance to.
Yeah.
Now I've decided.
Okay. So I have to use that ostinato in one of the other chords?
Yeah.
Chill Breeze. Excuse me.
Serves you right, Gene.
Sing us a song.
Anyway,
I am refusing to sing you a song.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway, so that's coming up, cool. Needless to say.
Well, we're going to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Of course.
Give us one final presentation of your conductor mastery.
Or of your music, whatever you want.
But you want.
Well, I don't know. I figured, you know, I don't know. You guys said we could sort of be anything. If you don't mind, we could go out on basically another sort of more traditional orchestral high note from an orchestral.
Sure.
Wonderful. Adopted.
Wunderbar.
It would be...
What will it be?
Well...
Yes?
About when I was doing the concerts up in Boston for the opera company, frequently the orchestra that was hired was a group called Symphony by the Sea. And they were out in Marblehead.
Handel music? Water music? Handel water music.
No, nothing like this one. No, so they invited me also, in addition to the opera stuff, they invited me to conduct a couple of orchestra concerts. Mm-hmm. And one of them I got to do, of course, probably every conductor's fantasy. If not, it should be.
Who's that?
And so this would be the finale of the Jupiter Symphony of Mozart.
That has nothing to do with water.
No, it doesn't.
No, the Symphony by the Sea. I don't think every concert was thematic.
If they're gonna call themselves Symphony by the Sea, every concert should be Le Maire.
Wait,
Handel's water music.
Gee, what Symphony by the?
By the cars, guns.
At least get a C in there.
No. See,
Symphony by the...
Oh, you were late this time. You were late.
You are fallible too, Gene Pritzker.
Because
admit it.
In truth, it's Symphony by the...
That's a B.
It's a C in Russian.
Do
it's a
fe. Do so la si,
right?
Oh,
whatever.
You, Charles, are
so
gay.
So another word.
You'll get yours, Pritzker.
He was wrong. We could technically say instead of Symphony by the Sea, it was Symphony by the No-No, right?
By the No-No?
Yeah, by the No.
No?
No.
No.
Symphony by the Sea. See?
See? No,
see.
No.
No?
Oh, terrible. All right, just split your piece.
And this is without, this is without scotch.
That's something.
This is the first show we've done without booze, because Tom doesn't drink.
Yes, no, wrong.
Don't ruin my reputation, G.
So the last mood of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony.
Yeah, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony.
Which
and who? It's Symphony by the Sea, conducted by our guest Thomas Carlo Bow.
Yeah.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. We'll be right back. much-deserved applause of that performance of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony number 41, featuring the Symphony of the Sea, conducted by our guest Thomas Carlo Bo, composer, pianist, conductor extraordinaire.
That wasn't Holst Jupiter?
No.
Oh, I thought I was Holst listening to Holst the whole time.
Holst Jupiter is pa pa pam pa pam ba da ba da ba bam ba da bam ba da ba ba da ba bam.
Charles.
Which, by the way, is also in C major, as the Jupiter is.
Charles.
What?
Can I get the last 10 seconds of my life back?
That's funny.
It's too late, man. That's just lost time. Lost time.
I had to sit here for 10 seconds and listen to Charles go bro 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 like a fucking.
And you loved it. Admit it.
Now say something successful, quick.
Only after the third diminished. Well, you did play the third diminished chord.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Something suspenseful.
Yeah. All right. So we mentioned you're writing your opera for Golden Fleece Limited in summer of 2010. And you got a couple of other things coming up, too, as well. Talk about this.
Well, one of the things that's, well, in terms of writing, all of a sudden I've had like all these opportunities. I've had a soprano who's commissioned a song cycle based on poems of her grandmother.
Sorry.
That was live sound effects here.
That was live sound effects. Yeah, that was great, yeah. Gene.
Gene just hit a bag, and we don't know why. And now he's racking handcuffs of himself.
That just farted.
So, what? Go on.
No, so, well.
Sorry.
So, I have, like, lots of opportunities now to try to expand into writing, so I'm going to try to put my energy into that. But I'm also kind of pleased that there's a lot of teaching coming up, and I've started to do, for the first time in my life, some teaching at university.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since I'm an adjunct, I'm doing a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm working for New Jersey City University,
yes.
some for the composition department, some right. from the opera department. I just conducted their Amal and the Night Visitors performance.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to that, to doing a little more teaching now, because it turns out it's kind of a blast, actually. I love it.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's great. Well, you deserve it because you're awesome.
Oh,
we love you, Tom.
I can't say that. I can't.
That's right, because then it would be pretentious if the person being complimented compliments himself as well.
That's not pretentious.
Anyway, well, needs to say, it was great great hearing your ability, your conducting, your music and all that, and thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you,
No,
Tom.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm hoping that, what, have we known each other all about 5 years now?
Five years.
There's a lot more music.
Next year in Israel.
A lot more collaboration.
Right.
And with everybody working hard and doing
and hardly working.
That's only you, Gene.
Oh, yeah. Booyah, Gene Pritzker. Yes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Tom.
Ten minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tom, thank you for coming. And
is that what I think it is?
Well, that is the, yes. Please come January 31st to Drome. Here you can see Tom, Charles, and me. And that's all for show number 48 on
Noise, Punk, and Das Gruner. Until next time, noise to
noise,
you.
Noise, Punk, and Das Gruner. Noise.